With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is the co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training in Florida. He's also the author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. Alan, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great.
Today, our parenting topic is going to be an interesting question regarding finances and economics, which is, should children get an allowance?
This is one of those topics that I kind of walk the line on. So I say yes and no. Let me break it down for you. So I say no because the award allowance can easily generate thoughts of entitlement in your children. And so you're not allowed to have this money for doing nothing. And I always think of, allowance as more of a pay for performance type of thing. So if you're going to hook it up to chores, I don't necessarily see a problem with that. But there's still a little bit of an issue that goes along with the paying for chores. So growing up, when you and I were growing up, I'm sure that you seem to have grown up in the same kind of household that I grew up in based on our talks. There was a sense of teamwork that went along with, doing things in the home, helping out without having to be paid for it. And so without children helping out somewhat, and basic ideas of teamwork, throwing the trash out, cleaning up after yourself, after dinner, helping with dinner, helping with laundry. I think those are basic things that children should not be paid for. And I know that I kind of take a strong stand on that point. But yes, I believe that they should also learn the value of money so that maybe an extraordinary type of a chore, like, painting the fence around the house isn't something that's normally done, or possibly cutting the grass or trimming the hedges, or if cutting the grass is one of those things that's a normal chore, maybe trimming the hedges, weeding the garden, planting things, maybe that's something, extra. But I do believe that children should understand the value of earning an allowance.
Well, I think you're right with that, because usually that's what happened when I was growing up. If you did extra things, or you did things that your brothers or sisters were supposed to have done, then you were reimbursed for that, if you will. You were paid for that. We really didn't talk about an allowance. We just said, you do this extra stuff, we'll give you money because we know you need money for this and for that. And, for extra spending things, or you want to get a friend a birthday present, then that's usually what the kind of stuff that we would use it for. We wouldn't, lunch money and stuff. Our parents always gave us the lunch money or those kind of things. But if it was special things, if we wanted to do something for somebody, then we had to put forth an effort for that.
I heard a really creative allowance chore mixture that I wanted to share with you. It was a while ago. I was working with a parent and their teenage kids, and they came up with this on their own, which I said, I'm going to steal and say it's mine, jokingly, but this is theirs. They said that, during the week, what the mother ended up doing was writing a list of all the chores and putting them in a bucket, and each chore had a cash value attached to it. So if it was washing the windows, it might have been $1. If it was vacuuming, it might have been $2 or so on. So at the end of the week, she said whatever was left over, she would deduct from whatever they got. Ah. So if somebody vacuumed the house and that was a $2 chore, and then nobody wanted to do the windows and that was a $1 chore, she would deduct, well, that's $1 that comes off of all of your allowances.
All of them? Oh, wow. Okay.
For all of their allowance. Yeah, she had three kids and they were all four kids and they were all doing these chores. So at the end of the week, they would keep, they would sign off on it. Here, this, I did this, here are the tickets that I have from the week. And then they would just go right back in the bucket. So I thought that was kind of cool. I think there's rules for allowances that I've always had. So there's four rules. Number one is be clear. Make sure your kids understand what they're receiving. So basically X amount of money for X amount of whatever, chores or I don't believe in paying for grades, but I know some people do that. Be consistent. That's the second rule. If there's something that comes up that your kids need more money for and they haven't, they haven't earned it, that's where you have to stand strong as a parent and say, well, look, I mean, this is something that you're going to have to wait for. I think that teaches good work ethic, teaches kids how to stick to a budget. So if your kid wants the newest Xbox that's out and it's $350 and he's only earned $100, you don't kick in the extra $250. You say, well, it's just going to take me more time to earn it, because that patience is a very important thing to teach. The third thing is give control with boundaries. So in other words, if your kids want to buy a bike and you don't think they need a bike, but they really want a bike, as long as it's not going against something that you're, you know, they're not buying a vape pen, or, you know, they're not buying weed or something with it, then, you know, as long as they're buying something and it's not harming them, you have to give them control. It's their money, they earned it, and they have to learn how to spend it on things that aren't wasteful. So if they waste it a couple of times and then they want something that they can't get because they wasted their money, that's them having control of their money. And then the fourth rule quickly is for that, for you to use paper money. Don't give them, you know, don't send money to them online, and don't, you know, give them the Visa gift cards. I've heard parents do that. I think it's important to hand them paper money so they can see what they've earned for a job well done, if you have the reward system going on. But paper money is important. They can see it, they can feel it, they can touch it, so can you. And so it teaches the parents to respect the work that their kids have done as well.
Another thing I think is with this is that you have to, whatever chores they do or whatever activities they do, the parents have to sign off on them. Okay, I'm going to go see how you did with that painting the awnings. Did you do that right, you know, or did you do a sloppy job and make them go back and do it over if you didn't do it right?
I think that's huge, but I also think it's huge to let them work through it themselves all the way. And, you know, like, let's say you give a kid a chore to paint the fence. Well, he only puts one coat on it, and you're yelling at him because it's not done right, but he hasn't put the second coat on yet. You don't know if, I mean, when they come into you and tell you it's done, that's the time that you should examine, you know, and inspect the chores. But it's, I have employees. If I stop each one of them halfway through their job to tell them they weren't doing it right, nothing would ever get done.
Oh, no, you're right. I mean, it was always when we were done. When we'd come in to Dad and say, okay, we're finished, now go check the work, that's when he'd get out the, you know, the white glove and make sure there's no dust around. I mean, he'd give it the once over, but it was always after we said we were done. Because usually, as we says, usually after Dad looks at it, he discovers we're not done yet.
Well, absolutely. I have horrible memories of my father ripping up my homework because my handwriting was sloppy, after I've spent hours on it and not even like letting me look at the answers to, you know, to write down the answers again. So basically I would do the homework twice, sometimes three times, just because he didn't like the way that my handwriting was. So, I mean, I understand, I mean, he was excessive with some things, but I learned a lot from it. So, you know, no smudge marks, make sure everything's lined up and neat.
Well, Alan, you know, in terms of this, we're talking about the whole question of allowances. But let's take it another step further. Let's say that your child's now, what, 14 or 15, and they want to get a summer job or they want to get a part-time job. What do you think about that?
You know, that's a tough question. I think that's based on the maturity level of your children, but I also think it's based on the maturity level of the parent. So what I mean by that is allowing your children to grow. If it's time for them, you know, to earn the value of earning money. I had a job from the time I was 12 years old on because I wanted, you know, I didn't want to put undue hardships on my mom, you know, and my parent and my dad to have to provide for me the things that I wanted. It was more of the sense of good old Italian Catholic guilt instilled in me from birth that I wanted to make sure that I was contributing to, you know, to the team. And so if you feel like your kids can handle that, if, you know, if it's not going to add undue stress, I believe that, you know, 13, 14 years old, I definitely think that they should be encouraged to get a job and encouraged to earn, you know, to earn money for basic things. If they want to go out to the mall, they want to go out to the movies with their friends, out to dinner with their friends, or even just like, you know, while you're out, they want to buy a shirt for themselves. I think that teaches them a great work ethic. So, yes, I'm all for that.
Yeah, I agree with the whole question of children shouldn't just be given money for their sake. I mean, if everyone's going out to dinner or something, that's one thing. But if someone wants to go be with their friends or go to a movie or something, then there needs to be, I think they need to have some accountability for it.
One of my daughter's friends growing up, her dad would pay her as long as she didn't quit the basketball team. And I thought that was crazy. So, like, my daughter, when she found out, she goes, Dad, did you know that so-and-so gets paid for being on the basketball team? I said, well, you do, too. She says, what do you mean? I said, well, you get free room and board. You know, I said, I don't make you pay rent. She says, I'm 14. I said, exactly. I said, so see how lucky you are? She goes, well, she gets that, too. I said, well, you guys are both very lucky. I was not going to pay my daughter to be on the basketball team. It's just not going to happen.
Your daughter needs a better agent. I think that's the issue, you know.
Yeah, it's probably the problem.
Get LeBron James's agent on there. See if they can kind of, you know, turn the screws a little bit. Well, Alan Miliorato, thanks for being with us today and talking about the whole question of allowance. Where can people learn more about Adventure Catholic Leadership Training?
The best place is at adventurecatholic.com. You can email me if you have questions. You know, I have parents every week email me and asking me, you know, well, what do you think about this scenario? What do you think about that scenario? I think that's a great way to reach out. Adventurecatholic.com. You can also hear all of our great interviews that we do together and back issues of our interviews.